Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E, at moneysmartsforyou.com. After years of working with clients, helping them save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book Money Smarts for You, The Basics. I want teens, college students, millennials, growing families, and others to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. Have you ever wondered what you would do if all the money you had in your bank account just disappeared? Today, I'm going to be talking about the seven things you need to do before your bank or financial institution is hacked. No one is going to send you a text message to tell you when that will happen, so you need to be prepared for the day when your debit card doesn't work, or the store won't accept your check, or your credit card no longer is accepted. First, figure out how much money you spend each week in basic necessities, like transportation or gas, food, and medicine. You will want to have that amount in cash set aside in a safe place for emergencies. For example, if you spend $350 per week, you can save $70 per week for 5 weeks or $10 a day to set up your emergency cash stash. This amount of cash will give you time to work with your bank, utility companies, landlord, and credit card companies that you have accounts with at this time. You may also want to have a $20 or $50 bill hidden in your wallet for the eventuality that your credit card doesn't work one Monday morning when you go to buy coffee on your way to work. Second, if you get your statements electronically, then make a paper copy of your most recent statement. Also, make a list of all your transactions or have the receipts for those transactions since the statement date. Many banks can give you little books that you can write down your debit card transactions and credit card transactions in, so you may want to make a request for one of those the next time you go to your bank or financial institution. You can save your statements electronically, but if your account or your bank as a whole is hacked, then the system that stores your statements may be hacked as well. So it's always good to have a printout just in case. Remember to shred those when you print out the next month so that you have you're secure about not having information out there in a trash bin or something. I personally like to have things on paper, and even though I do want to save the forest, keep in mind, though, if your account or your bank is hacked, you will have to prove what you had in your account before it happened and have a pretty good idea of what you've spent money on since that time. You will need to evidence all of the assets you owned prior to the hacking incident. So these statements are pretty important for you to keep. In addition, it is recommended that you keep the last 7 years of statements in the event you're subject to an IRS audit. Yes, again, you can keep them electronically, but if you're hacked, your bank is hacked, or that information becomes contaminated in some way, you may be glad to have a paper copy. If you do not understand how to read your statements, one of the first things you must do is review your statement with your account representative until you understand what each section means and represents. Each month, review your statement and make sure all dividends, interest, and withdrawals are properly represented. Third, each time you get your statement, match your expenditures to your withdrawals as reflected on your statement. Make sure each transaction is one you made. Take your receipts and check them off your statement, or if you register them in a small book, make sure all of them are on your statement and all of the transactions are actually transactions you've made. Do this with your bank statement and your credit card statements as well. If there are any entries that don't belong to you, even small ones, call your bank, financial services firm, or your credit card company to notify them of the error. Did you know that you only have 60 days to notify your bank, financial services firm, or credit card company of any errors in your account or on your statement? Make a regular time each month to go over your statement. While you're doing that, make sure you have a strong password on any accounts that you use to access the internet. Make one that nulls the effort of the hacker. Nulls, N-U-L-S, stands for number, uppercase, lowercase, and symbol. You want to include more than one of each in your passwords to make them strong and harder to guess or harder for a bot hacker to get into your account. Fourth, if you have any kind of securities account, like a 401k, IRA, 403b, any account that holds stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or other securities, check to make sure the quantity of shares or bonds is correct. If the number of shares has diminished since your last statement, check the company website to see if there's been a reverse split. Call your financial services company to notify them of the change in your share count. Triangulate the information you receive to make sure you're getting the correct information by researching that stock split for that company on the internet. It is possible for a hacker or even an employee of a securities firm to make a journal entry for 5, 10, 15 shares of stock from a large number of customers' accounts, amassing a huge number of shares just a few shares at a time. If you're not paying attention to make sure your account correctly reflects the shares you own, then it could easily happen to you. Read your statements carefully and make sure they are correct. Also, if you've invested in income-oriented investments that pay interest or dividends, that you are receiving your payments in a timely fashion. In other words, if you're supposed to receive it on the 15th of the month, make sure that it's showing up on the 15th of the month. If your account and others like it are hacked and only the income is removed or it's not paid, that can amount to a great deal of money in a short period of time, over thousands and thousands of accounts. If you don't know when the payment dates are, then ask your representative and then triangulate by looking up the information on the internet for the company you own or the fund you've purchased. It is good to ask for this information when you add a new security to your portfolio so you can have a record of it along with a purchase slip advising you of the price you paid and the description of the investment. Make a note of the dates when bond payments will be made, say every November 1st and then May 1st, and then the amount. Let's say it's $500 each time. That way, when you get your statement, you can take a look on the 1st of November and see that you were credited $500 in your account. The same would go for the May statement. A lot of people that I know who have investment accounts with significant assets have a special ledger that they actually keep so that they can write down the dividend dates that they're supposed to receive their certain dividends and their interest payments, and then they can basically check their statements as they go through them. Five, if your account gets hacked, notify your financial institution immediately. Have your most recent statement handy, as well as a list of the transactions that have happened since that statement was printed. Make sure you stay calm and that you communicate clearly. Most likely, the representative you're speaking with did not hack your account, so don't kill the messenger. Be prepared to make a personal visit to your financial institution, taking with you some form of ID, like your driver's license or passport, along with your Social Security card, most recent statement, and list of subsequent transactions. Also, be prepared to be asked if any family member or employee has access to your account. Most banks have found that family and employees are the source of most financial thefts and embezzlements. Use best practice controls of your financial data and your account. Be careful about who has access to your account information. If there are multiple generations living in your home, don't be surprised to find out that you have a mother-in-law with a gambling problem or a teenager who sneaks out on Saturday night, with both or either of them accessing your account to finance their addictive habits. Sixth, hacking is mainstream. It's happening everywhere. It is only a matter of time before you are affected. If you have your checking, savings, securities, and retirement accounts all at the same place, consider setting up an auxiliary account at another financial institution so you have another source of operating funds in the event all your money and securities disappear out of one institution. If you have most of your accounts with a national firm, then you may want your auxiliary account to be with a local bank or vice versa. Diversify your financial institutions so that if one is hacked, it is less likely that they will all be hacked at the same time. Try not to use auto debit withdrawals from your accounts. If you need to have payments made automatically because you have a very busy schedule, use a credit card and then pay your credit card balance in full each billing period. You don't want to give other companies and their employees access to your funds and your bank accounts. Seventh, get an insurance policy that covers identity theft. Find out if your homeowner's policy includes identity theft protection. Many policies include this protection that provides funds to cover the legal costs of getting your good credit record back in order. If you do not have this kind of coverage, consider purchasing a policy or asking your insurance company if they have a rider that will cover identity theft and its expenses. In addition, remember to contact your other financial institutions, like credit card companies, your mortgage lender, your landlord, utility companies, and others, to notify them of what has happened in your financial life. Politely ask if you can have extra time in paying funds owed to them, allowing you enough time to get your account straightened out in a timely fashion. It may take a week, 2 weeks, maybe as long as a month to get your accounts back together again. Your cash needs may be greater than for 1 week. You may want to put aside enough money to cover you for up to a month. Also remember, bank accounts are insured by the FDIC for up to $250,000, and securities accounts are insured by the SPIC for up to $500,000, of which $250,000 is cash. If you follow these steps, a hacking incident will not be as painful for you as it could be otherwise. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Next week, I'll go over 7 year-end tax and financial strategies that you need to know about. Later in the month, I will discuss 5 things to do with an unexpected financial gift and 5 steps to take to have a good start for a successful new year. Please email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at moneysmartsforyou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.